Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 12 p.m. update on Hurricane Irma. Irma is a very dangerous Category 5 hurricane. Right now, the eye is located just north of the northern coast of Hispaniola. Maximum sustained winds are 175 miles per hour, and Irma is moving off toward the west-northwest at about 16 miles per hour. We expect Irma to continue moving west-northwestward through the Turks and Caicos and the southeastern Bahamas tonight, and then south of the central Bahamas and north of the north coast of Cuba as we go through Friday and into Friday night. And then after that time, we expect Irma to turn northward. And that northward turn is going to take the center of Irma very near or over the southeast coast of Florida, and then up along the Florida coast, and then landfall somewhere up in the Georgia or the Carolinas as we go into Monday position inland over the Carolinas on Tuesday. We're expecting Irma to remain a dangerous Category 4 or 5 hurricane during the next couple of days. Could see some gradual weakening late in the forecast period as the system interacts with land, moves into an area where you might see some higher wind shear. It's a wide variety of hurricane warnings over a large area, all of the Bahamas, the north coast of Hispaniola. Hurricane watch is in effect for much of Cuba. We have a new hurricane watch that's now in effect for South Florida, south of Jupiter Inlet on the east coast and south of Bonita Beach on the west coast. That also includes the Florida Keys and Lake Okeechobee, and that means we could see hurricane conditions within that watch area in the next 48 hours or so. We have a storm surge warning that's also in effect from south of Jupiter Inlet on the east coast, south of Bonita Beach on the west coast, everywhere in pink on this map, including the Florida Keys. That means there's a potential for life-threatening storm surge in the next 48 hours. We could see storm surge inundation in these areas in pink as high as 5 to 10 feet above ground level. So that's life-threatening storm surge. We could be dealing with the landfall of the core of a major hurricane on the Florida Peninsula within the next over the weekend. Looking at the timing of when we expect tropical storm force winds to arrive, they're at first the most likely time they'll arrive in Florida Keys and extreme South Florida would be sometime late on Saturday, then progressing into Central Florida by Sunday morning, North Florida by Sunday night, and into Georgia and South Carolina by Monday morning. So we encourage everybody in Florida to continue monitoring this storm. Follow any advice you've been given by your local officials. That also applies to folks up in Georgia and South Carolina, even though the impacts up there are not as certain and not as detailed yet because it's a little farther out in time. There's more forecast uncertainty. So please stay tuned to any updates on Irma throughout the day and in through the rest of the week. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 12 p.m. update on Hurricane Irma.